Hi, everybody. This is Don Amatron from the Creation Light Shift and having another wonderful program at bbsradio.com. And today's date is February, and it's the 15th of 2012. So we're about halfway through the month here. So let's everybody, why don't you scroll down if you have your the homepage up for BBS here, where we are anyway, the Creation Light Shift page. And let's scroll down a little bit here. We'll bring the light beam up on your screen. It's a pretty large picture. And it's underneath the little flower that kind of blinks off and on there. And I would say it's down about maybe a third on your scroll bar. What I'm going to do is energize this light beam. It's a wonderful picture. And what I want to do is bring in the three different energies that we normally have on the light ship. We'll bring in the females first. And for female, they normally just come in singular form here. The males always come in groups of three, but we'll first bring the female in, and then we'll bring in the males, which come in threes. Why the females only come as one, I don't know, but that's the way it's always been. And then we'll bring in the non-gender ones, and those come in threes also. So bring up that screen here. If you don't have a computer on in front of you, just sit back, and you can probably feel the energy coming into your body. So here we go. The females are coming. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So just kind of sit back and request one healing now. And we'll bring in more of their energy to help you out with that. This would be a physical healing, like if you have maybe pain or something in your body. In fact, let's just do a pain release. So ask them to release some of your pain. And here we go. I'll bring in some more energy so they can help you out with this here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll bring in the male energies. So the males are a little stronger, and the females seem to be, I don't know, it's hard to describe or to put a word on it, but the females seem to be a little more, and I can't use the word compassionate or a little softer, because if you look at their eyes right now, you're going to notice that they are very intense. And the males are a little more intense, and it's just hard to put it into words here. But they are a different energy. And here comes the males coming in. So ask the females to please leave. There we go. They're leaving now. And you might just feel the picture kind of becoming kind of flat on your screen. Before it was more three-dimensional. But here comes the males. So stronger. I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do a little more here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, if you want to request a physical healing too, it could be the same one as before. So an increase their energy. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay. And now we'll bring the non-gender light beams. So again, we'll ask the males to leave the picture here. And again, you're going to see it come from, or go from a three-dimensional form to just like a flat photograph. Here we go. And they're leaving. Here comes the non-gender light beams. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, request a healing. Could be a different one or the same one that you asked for before. And here we go. Bring in more energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So that's the light beams. This is what you're going to feel typically when you go on the site and do healings. They will come to you on all the different pages when you have a clearing if you choose the light beam to come forward. So we'll see if Carrie's out there in cyberspace someplace. Are you out there, Carrie?
Yes, I'm out here. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everybody. Wednesday night on BBS. We're on Station 1, and thanks for bringing all those energies through, Ron. That was really, really nice. We'd love to have callers tonight if any of you would like to call, and I'm hoping we have some new listeners because Ron's just been at the Conscious Life Expo in L.A. this past Wednesday and did several talks and workshops and a really interesting decloning evening on Monday. So if any of you are listening who are at any of those and would like to call in, I'm sure you have some more questions about what you heard and experienced. And we've got two numbers you can call in on. There's a toll-free number for Canada and the U.S., and that's 888-627-6008. And then if that's busy, try the line 4, area code 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. And I'll just let everybody know right now that we won't be doing the Q&A tonight, Wednesday, but we will be back doing the Q&A on Friday this week. And we are live today, February 15th. I know you've had a few archives in the last week, so we are live tonight. So let's see. While we wait for some callers, and we'll talk a little bit about the expo in a moment. But I just wanted to get Larry's question before it scrolls away. And Larry was asking Ron, if we have fractured light, how is fractured light made?
Okay, the fractured light is from the dung pile. So the dung pile is the waste products of the aliens, and that's kind of what our body's made up of, unfortunately. So fractured light is the light, the true light that you're made up of, but the light gets fractured through the process of decay and or being like manipulated. And it's kind of hard to describe other than saying it goes through like a meat grinder. So that's what they do. And this is why your body does not hold a lot of integrity with light. Light infusion puts it in back to you when you go on that at the expos and or, you know, have the light infusion clearing on the website. It puts the light back into the little fragments of you that are not whole and complete. This is what the darkness wants, the aliens that could be soulless, we'll say. Remember, the aliens that normally come to us do not have souls or spirits, and they need or would like, we'll say, I don't know if they need it, but they like to have this energy from us. And so this is why they are, in a sense, wanting to connect to us with alien abductions, et cetera, and whatever else they do to us. But these energies are what they're looking for, and somehow they manage to harm us that way. Remember that the universe of light was not created, it never created darkness, and the darkness never created light. Two different sandboxes, completely different, but somehow the darkness one is choosing to invade the light frequencies, and that's why we have ascension every 2,000 years. If the darkness wasn't doing this, we would not need ascension. So you'd already be on a light planet. So the ascension process is, in a sense, a way to cleanse the energy of the darkness out of everything of the light. So the light can now then reform itself back into its spiritual integrity to become true light. And that's why we need to have ascensions here. And this goes across all the complete universe of light that was created by the light. Everything does the same process, even though it may not even need it. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Maybe you want to talk a little bit, Ron, about the workshops Ron did. Let's see, on Saturday there was two talks that Ron gave, and we're realizing Ron needs a bigger room now. It was standing room only, and they had to put a sign on the door saying that it was too full and no more people could come in, unfortunately. So that was really nice to see, and a lot of different topics were covered, but one of them was the decloning that Ron's been doing on the conference calls, and just a reminder that that call this week is tomorrow, Thursday, at 5:30 Pacific, if you want to try that and haven't already, or you're doing that every week, and I know many of you are on these calls every week now. So Ron had people come up to the front who were sitting in the audience who were interested in being decloned, and everybody else watched, and it was very interesting. People had different things that they were feeling in their bodies, and various people saw, you know, some of the people were kind of twitching and jerking, different expressions on their faces. And I think we have a caller. Is somebody on the line? Hi, is anybody there?
Yes, hi. This is Nikki calling.
Hi, Nikki.
Hey, I'm glad you guys are all back from the conference. I did have some friends that managed to get there, so it's,
great.
When you tell them they have to do something, sometimes they do it.
Wonderful.
I wanted to ask you something about what happens. You were just talking about ascension, and I really want to know what happens when there's parts of our body and parts of our spirit that can't be found. I mean, what happens to those missing parts? How do we get to become fully conscious if we got parts of us missing?
Oh, boy. Okay, so once you stay on the line, okay? In case you have a second question. Okay, so the first thing is, let's say that you're abducted, on a timeline. Remember, the darkness created time, and and we're all living in. So as you're taking into different timelines, the darkness can control you on those timelines. Normally the timelines are typically what you are seeing here and what you're experiencing. The only reason is because it's very easy to copy. And so each clone that is present with you, and as that clone looks out of your eyes and sees physical things around you, the next alien race will just copy that because this is where you are. So like if you're walking through your house and happen to have a clone get switched out on you, they just take that picture of you've been and also where you're going, and they have a record of that. And it's very, very simple because there's not much real technology involved there to manifest everything. Physical objects might be if you're going to be moving them, okay? But typically the main thing that they concentrate on is your body, because your body has to be reconstructed. If you have a picture on the wall or something and you're not planning to move it, then or anything that's stationary that you're not going to be changing, all of that could be just strictly like a hologram where it's not going to be moved or relocated. So to your actual visual perception, it's there. Now, if you go up to, say, a picture on the wall and it's crooked and you want to straighten it, then they have to actually materialize that in that hologram. Other than that, it's just going to be like a photograph. And it might be like a 3D photograph to you until you come up to that photograph. Now, the question was, what happens to you if you don't come back here or you're lost on a timeline? That's the way I would interpret the question here. Well, the darkness does take us off on many, many timelines, and they could actually they forget to bring you back on one of those. And remember, they're using parts of you. So the real part of you is kind of like, in a sense, divided up into many different fragments. So you're actually, you know, fragmented out. And each alien race takes that little divine spark of you, and that divine spark that's really little goes into all of the manifestations of you as you come here as a physical clone body. So you do have a spirit, you do have emotions, because all this stuff is incorporated with you. And so the question was, what happens if you can't be found? Well, the light will look for itself at ascension time. And it just depends how long the light is going to look for you before it has to actually turn back on the universe of light. Now, when the universe of light is turned off, you won't know that it's off. It'll just happen instantly. And then from there, it will start to look for the bits and pieces that could be you, of your body and or your spirit. We'll say both of those. And you could be separated. They could have taken your spirit and put that into a whole different life form other than the ones that you have now. That's a possibility. And or they could have put your spirit into a body like yours. Now, if, for instance, they chose to have a different manifestation of you doing a different thing. Remember, all these timelines normally would be like a parallel life to you, which is what you're working through in the daytime. So if you're driving your car, you know, you may have, say, 500 parallel lives of you driving the car in the exact same location and same time. But when you get abducted, they may drop out one of those timelines. Maybe they wanted to change you into something else or to play with you on the timeline. And then another alien race says, oh, all of a sudden there's a void there, and they will just recreate you, take the picture of that last timeline, and bring you back down here. So you don't always come back from a timeline. But the next race does do that and bring you forward, because you can't disappear from here. I guess you could disappear, and that would be pretty weird if you're driving your car and the person behind you, all of a sudden you disappear completely. But normally an alien race will bring you back, or a different group of aliens will always bring you back into the reality that is being viewed by other people. So as you start losing part of yourself and you're lost to the darkness on a timeline that looks like the same one that you're living on here, is the light ever going to find you? Yeah, it can. It will look for you. I can't say it will definitely find you, but it will look, because it knows that something is missing. and they may find you like by accident looking for somebody else. They may stumble upon a timeline looking for someone else that maybe has an energetic connection to it, and all of a sudden they'll find them and everybody else, maybe millions of people on the timeline can be saved by just them finding, you know, one person. This is why it's so beneficial to do timeline crashing, because you're taking people off of those timelines. So you are abducted to the timelines with your emotions and also physical pain. So then
spirit does all this looking before it turns itself back on or after it turns itself back on?
It'll do it when it's all turned off. It'll start looking for light. At first, it just looks for light itself. That would be on all the planets of light. And then everything is kind of returned back to the home base energy, and light's collected. If there maybe, let's just say that a million people on the planet are actually living with their spirit energy, and they emit light. Well, those million people would take it. All the rest of them, if they're taken sideways into a dark side universe, could not be found because the light only looks for the universe of light that it created, which would be the real one. All the other ones would be a manifestation of the light of the darkness, and that will not show up to the light. So it'll look around, and if it happens to get glimpses of where it is, then in the darkness, then it'll look for you and whatever it's looking for parts of itself. So I'm sure there are people listening right now who might be scratching their head, and that reason would be, well, what happened, 20,000 years ago? Am I only here with a little piece of me, and the rest has been absorbed by the darkness? And I never felt whole and complete. And that would be a correct answer, yes. So as you start doing these so-called spiritual practices, especially now when we're getting close to ascension, whenever that would be, but you must notice that in the last maybe 30 years, the spiritual movement has gained a lot of momentum of people attempting to figure out how to get more light because they don't want to be here. But they don't know that it's already in them. They go outside of themselves, which makes it even worse. So almost all the spiritual teachers out there that are practicing how to give yourself attunements and DNA activations, et cetera, all they're doing is hooking you up more to darkness when the time is so crucial and so very important not to do that stuff. So the light will look for you, yes. Will it find you? That's hard to say. Will it find a piece of you that's been gone for a long time? It's very possible it could. So that's the problem that we're having, is that you don't know, how bad off you are until you realize that you don't have all of your energy here. And remember, the darkness can do all different types of things to timelines. And that's what you don't want to do. That's why we have the 20,000 years of darkness energy to take off of you. That's a pre-clearing on the site. You want to do that. And then you also want to do that 2012 barcode. Get that off of you so that you won't be connected, which is what the aliens want to do to you. So any other questions, Nikki?
No, I think you've very thoroughly answered this one. I had some other questions, but I'll call back if I need to call you back.
Okay.
Appreciate you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nikki. Thanks for calling. So, Ron, I just wanted to mention there were quite a lot of comments that I didn't read. When you brought in, you were bringing in all the different energies, a lot of people were commenting. Richard was saying that the males seem more energized and the females very healing, intense, and deeper, he says. And Amy's saying that is very peaceful. Thank you, Ron. And Holly is saying how wonderful, really feel the light coming through. And there were a bunch of others that have scrolled away now, but a lot of people seem to be enjoying that very much. You did mention earlier the dung pile, and so Jed is asking, what is the dung pile? And so is the dung, what did it come from, something else? So it was never created by the light, he's wondering? Maybe you can explain that a little bit more.
Yes, the dung pile is what the darkness uses to do its manifestations with. Remember, everything that you're looking at physically here is typically made of mind energy. And so that's excluding maybe things made from trees and maybe minerals or rocks, okay? Other than that, if you get away from that, and dirt, okay, maybe if you have, if you made, for instance, something out of a bunch of mud, that would be earth energy, okay? It would still probably be the dung pile, but it's basically from the earth spirit. So everything that we deal with here that we see a manifestation of, where it's like petroleum products, you know, like probably the plastic around your computer. Imagine steel could also possibly be from some of the dung piles, but basically anything that is created from, let's just use the word waste products of the earth, like oil, petroleum products, those products come from things that have died in the past. And naturally, things that have died from the past are typically created initially from the dung pile and brought down here. So the dung pile is alien waste. And the alien waste, which is what the aliens do using the energy from these wastes, and also possibly eating things. I won't get too far into that. And then as they eliminate through their waste products, this, they have this big dung pile, which does have spirit fragments in it, spirit energy all broken up without its integrity. And that's why everything has light in it, but it's not, this is what the question was about fractured light. So it has a fractured light in there, light that is not in wholeness. And it still holds light, but it's not from the initial blueprint of light. But it still is of light. It's a little hard to describe and explain, but it's just not complete. And so from that, the light is reformed in this dung pile, and it does contain a light frequency, but not all of what it's supposed to be. So the darkness uses that, and all of a sudden, because that energy does contain some source of light, the light can recognize that as part of its own. And this is how your spirit comes into these energies. And so everything created does have that frequency in it, even though it's not complete light. It's just fractured light. And so the light of your spirit can connect to that. That's why light attracts light. So hopefully I'm making this clear. It's a little complicated to talk about, but that's kind of what happens. So the darkness needed a medium so that it could pool the light. It'll look like light to you, and it really isn't. That's why they have a light. That's why I call the light of the darkness. So when you go to the other side, which you know, people talk about when they die, they are seeing that false light. And then they are seeing the manifestations of maybe their parents, which is still from the dung pile. Maybe they see a religious deity, entity, or whatever, like Jesus or whoever you believed in at the time. Remember, your belief system goes along with what you have believed in this lifetime and also what's stored in your DNA. So if you've been a Christian for a long, long time, then naturally, you're probably going to see Jesus. If you happen to be of a another culture, maybe you worship the sun god. So they will bring forth the sun energy to you, and that's what you worship, and you're going to see that as real also. So they'll just manipulate the energy for what you have for a belief system so that you will follow that energy and be captured into the land of darkness. So it's kind of like you know, having a fish eat some fish food, you know, it will start looking for it, or dog or cat. You put some food out, and they will definitely kind of sense it, smell it, and go toward the food and eat it. This is what the aliens do. So everything that you have is made up of that energy. And this energy is what is used to fool your spirit from being here and to be here. So it keeps recycling it. And within that, they put DNA like in your body, so that you're always working on something. You can never rest because your body knows that it has imperfections of it, which is judgment, and your spirit knows that. So the spirit wants to get rid of the judgment. But in order to get your attention, it has to come on typically to you at a negative situation to have that happen. The negative situation is why you have problems in your life, because you never got it initially that you have blocked energy. So it has to point it out to you. And some people never get it, and they keep having a horrible or terrible life with physical problems happening. And that's only because your body wants to heal itself. Other than that, you know, if your body did not wish to live longer, then it would need to work on these things. So back to you, Carrie. I don't know if I answered the question completely or not, but that's kind of how it works.
Yeah, I think you did. And I think also what you were saying explains why we all felt, or many of us felt, that shrunken head clearing that you did a couple of weeks ago on BBS, which otherwise makes no sense. Makes no sense why so many of us would feel that, you know, in modern day America or modern day whatever country you're living in, where we don't have headhunters yet. That clearing was felt by a great many people, and what you've just described explains why we felt that.
Yes, so you're all basically related in the dung pile. And all the energy from that, all the DNA of the dung pile actually recycles in you, even if your ancestors never had a shrunken head or anything. So this is why these things resonate to you. Because you actually had that done to you, and you were probably created from the dung pile where somebody had a shrunken head. So it goes through all of humanity. You know, all these bodies that you're living in. So this is why everything resonates with you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so going back to the light beings, Ron, the different groups that you brought in, or different types, the males, the females, and the neutral ones, Amanda is asking, where do the neutral light beings come from?
Light beings come from source energy. And they'll come in when I request that. And they're also used as you go into the healing pages to have healings done. They will show up automatically as you start to do your healings. And that's how they come in, and they work with you. Remember, there has to be a conduit for the energy. So the light beams are the conduit on your computer. From there, it goes into my body, and then from my body, it goes to the light ship. And that's the way the healings work. So the light beams come from the light shift to help you to get rid of the densities that's stored inside of your body, which is darkness, which is brought to you by the aliens. The aliens created all your problems and all of your stuff from genetics, because they gave you this programming. And that's noted as you have your natal chart and everything else that you believe in or even don't believe in. You are controlled completely by the stars and the planets, and they may not even be stars or planets, but we call them that only because that's what we were taught. So if somebody were to say these are all aliens up there doing mind control transmissions, then you would understand that, and you would say, yeah, those are the aliens up there. But instead they made it a little more palatable, and they gave us these names. Now, you have to remember that the astronomers who look at these, they're viewing this on a timeline. So let's just say that for some reason, there are actually no stars or planets up there. It's just strictly a hologram. And maybe you have somebody who could possibly look up in the sky and see nothing, yet another person next to them would see all the stars and planets. That's because you're on different timelines. So as an astronomer looks out of his telescope, first of all, he has a preconceived idea of what he's looking at and what he's looking for. And so that starts the self-fulfilling prophecy, and it will be real to him and maybe also others who want to validate his particular work. And the aliens will oblige him on whatever he believes he needs to look for, and maybe they'll give him some wonderful, special insight on what he's looking at. And this is all what's out there. And you can also see alien ships out there, too, possibly. But remember, everything is recreated every 2,000 years. So what you're looking at right now, were they here 2,000 years ago? You may have information on that from when the pyramids are made or anything else here as people do research. And they may have information about what happened from, the distant past. But every 2,000 years, they're recreated over again. And it's up to the Earth spirit to bring them into our consciousness here. So back to you, Carrie. And I think we have a beep.
Yes, I think we do. Is somebody on the line?
Hi. This is Doina.
Hi, Doina.
I have a couple of questions. That's the first time I'm calling actually live on BBS.
Well, good. Welcome to a live show.
Thank you. My first question is, if you do a timeline and you run it overnight for 8 hours, usually a timeline typically is done in like 15 minutes probably on the website, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you run it overnight for 8 hours, my question is, after the first timeline is done, do they go and take the next timelines off you? Because if the healing is on for 8 hours, then probably they take as many as possible in 8 hours, or only one timeline?
I think it'd be as many as they can possibly do in that time frame, yeah. And some of the clearings that we have, you have to click on the radio buttons there to activate the clearing. So it all depends, how it's working. When people do timeline crashing, then you're doing one timeline at a time as you crash each timeline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you put it for 480 minutes, then you don't have to stay every 15 minutes to click the clearing to start on again. So then it runs, it stays on for the whole entire night, let's say.
Yes, uh-huh.
So that means in 8 hours, you get more than one timeline taken off from you while you sleep, right?
Yes, I would assume so, yes, uh-huh.
So in other words, Ron, if you don't change the number button, you do number one, number two, I think it's 1 through 20 on that one. So you're saying even if you don't change the counter, it's going to go to another timeline automatically, even if it took, say, an hour to crash number one, and then you're fast asleep and you can't change the counter, will it still go to another timeline?
Yes, it should, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. And you can put more than one window up on that, too, if you want.
Yeah.
I usually do five windows at a time when I'm doing the timeline crashing.
Yeah, five or maybe 10 or,
That's
good.
Careful.
That's good to know, because then it's very productive to do it like that during the night.
Yeah. Good question.
Remember, you have to watch your body to see how your body's relating to it. Because sometimes it can be overwhelming for your body. So you just want to see what your body can do. Now, it's possible that, you may do 10 and you might feel great for a week or two. And you think, well, I'll do 10 again tonight. And very possibly if you're working on an issue that has a lot of densities. And remember, the more densities that you have in your body that's being released, the more tired you may get. So, you do need to sort of monitor each clearing. So just don't think that because you did 10 one day or maybe even for a month, that 10 is what you do all the time, because you have to be careful, because sometimes you might come up against an energy on a different clearing where it's very, very strong and your body needs to heal itself, which can make you very tired the next day. So you have to definitely understand that, each clearing is a little different. And don't go by your past history of what's going to what has worked for you in the past, because you might find yourself maybe sleeping a whole day. That could be possible, and you may be very tired. So just know that. Remember that when I put the healings up, I expect people to do maybe one or two of them. That was it. And some of you, think and have done more than two. And like I say, I probably wouldn't recommend more than four, but it depends on you. And maybe in the you is your mind when you think about it. You need to communicate with your body. because your mind may think you can do, you know, 1,000 of them at once. And it'll probably let you think that. Can your body withstand doing 1,000 clearings? No. They put it out for a week of sleep. You have to be very careful and honor your body energy, because that's what's being healed. Remember, your mind will tell you whatever works. Whatever you think is going to happen, your mind will allow you to experience that. So you have to be very careful that you don't end up sleeping a lot. Now, if you don't go to work every day, then it probably wouldn't make any difference to you. But if you are having to be responsible for your life, like going to work and things like that, where you have to be accountable, then, you know, definitely take these clearings very seriously and don't do too many of them at one time. So thank you, Doina.
I have another question. You're welcome, Ron. Is there or can be a clearing possible with this dung pile, like a spirit retrieval from the dung pile back to us?
I'm checking in on that. That's why you do the clearing that will bring you into the new earth. Remember, you have to be able to find yourself somewhere, because you need to have the clearing up of some sort in order to bring the energy back to you. So just going into the dung pile, you're probably not going to be able to find your bits and pieces. Remember, this is what the aliens have done to you throughout different energies. And, you know, it all depends what type of food you were and how your energy is intermixed in other people. We have a clearing we've been talking about putting up at some point here, but it'll be dealing with a lot of that. And that's just started into the works now, so we'll see what happens on it. So,
okay, my next question is, Ron, let's say ascension comes, the universe is turned off, but you manage to bring like 95% spirit back to you, but let's presume the 5% missing, it's totally lost, it's so diluted in the dark, it cannot be found. So then what? Is Creation Lightship going to, like, reconstruct the missing 5%?
Nope, it can't. It has to look for you. Remember, you're lost. And it's not going to abandon you. We'll know what's missing in you, but it will always look for you at each ascension point. And maybe even possible true ascension points. The ascension time frame is when it looks for all of its pieces. That's when it turns off the darkness. I mean, it turns off the light and the darkness falls away. And then when it's fallen away is when it starts looking for things. Because remember, it needs...
So if you're only... Yeah.
It needs to connect to light, find light. It will look around.
Uh-huh.
So remember, if you...
So if you are only 95%, then it can mean that you can't make the ascension?
No, the part of you that does ascend will work. And the light ship possibly put in space holders in you to hold that space in your body. And it will still look for you. You know, I'm sure it's looking for a lot of people that have been captured by the darkness a long, long time ago, because it's losing part of itself, so it has to find itself eventually. Your spirit right now, that's why it's no longer living on this planet, energizing the planet here. That's why we have space holders. It's looking for itself right now before ascension. It's trying to find all of its parts and pieces in the land of darkness. And this is what happens, too, as the soldiers go out and battle the darkness. They'll start looking around for light. The light is going to look for the light in these alien races that have stolen people. Remember, the only reason why the aliens come here is because they want to get a piece of you, a piece of spirit energy,
mm-hmm.
and live off of that. And so they create all these scenarios for you to experience. In the process, they abduct you, and this is what we're looking at as far as all the battles, as they go back into those alien races and reclaim the light territory that used to be theirs, along with finding bits and pieces of themselves, which is a part of you. So, you know, typically the light will never abandon itself, but it has to stop at some point because it has to turn on creation again. Otherwise, there'd be no light, and everything that is not stolen by the darkness. It's just kind of, in a sense, on a holding pattern until the light gets turned on. And the light is its own experience of being light. It's to experience life, to experience its creation. So it can't put it off for a really long period of time because it's designed to experience peace and experience the experience of an experience. And that's what we're here to do, and that's what the light does. So it can't leave it off for a really long time. You know, we have to talk in time because there's no other talk. But like right now, we're in light. We're in the energy of light, even though we're on a dark planet. But there are lots of experiences out there, zillions of those that are spirits that live in true light, and they're having a wonderful time. Just that we're having our wonderful time in darkness here, which we don't like. So the universe of light has to turn off all at once. Everything has to be shut off, and everything gets turned off instantly. You just can't pick different sections or different zones or only turn it off for us and not for them or vice versa, because that's not the way the light works. The light generates everything without a field of light which connects to everything in the light, and everything is illuminated by the light. And this is what the light does, is look for the pieces during the ascension points. If we didn't have any darkness here, we'd have no ascension. There'd be no need for that.
So, Ron, can you, with 95%, let's say, spirit with you, can you ascend with your physical body on the new planet Earth?
With space holders, I would say probably yes, uh-huh. But they'll still have to look for you. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, that would be correct.
Okay. Ron, I know ascension is coming soon, obviously, right? But can we ask you a favor? Can you talk to the Creation Light Ship to hold it a little while longer for us to be ready?
Yeah, I don't have anything... It feels
like
it'll
put
be a while.
Good word for us so we have enough time to, because I do feel we need a little bit more time.
Yeah, I feel that too, yes. Uh huh.
Yeah,
that's
put a good word for us, Ron.
Yes, I understand.
So
I'm sure that, you know, I would guess that if the soldiers weren't fighting off the darkness, we probably would have had the ascension here, you know, before that time, let's put it that way, or during that time that they started to fight the darkness, because this place would have been annihilated, and the light probably would not allow that to happen, and they would have did the ascension during that particular time, so it would have happened already. So you can thank all the time-traveling soldiers for holding the space to have this creation go on longer, because I'm sure that if the light would have saw the darkness taken away everybody on timelines, and there'd be nothing left here, and the Earth would have been destroyed by alien invasion, it would have done the ascension instantly. So we can thank the military soldiers that are time travelers for doing their work to, hold off the ascension time.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Yes, we thank them very much. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank
uh-huh.
you so much. That's what I wanted to ask. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Thanks. Well, thanks for calling, Elena.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we have about 3 or 4 minutes left, Ron. We do have a bunch of questions, so we're not going to get to them all. So I'm just going to maybe ask you guys to write your questions down and send them over to the either bring them to Friday's show, which will be on Station 2, on Friday from 7 to 8 Pacific, 10 to 11 Eastern, or you can send them over to the clsquestions@yahoo.com address if you're going to be listening on the Friday Q&A. So we'll have a two-hour block there between the show and the Q&A where we can get to some more of these questions that we haven't been able to this evening. So, Ron, I'm just going to give you, there were a few requests for some sample clearings, which I think is all we have time for because these longer questions are going to gobble up too much time. So a little bit ago, Liz was asking for a sample of the anxiety clearing.
Okay, here we go. So think of an anxiety that you may have. And remember, you have to something so the light can help you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so just see how that feels for you. You should feel a little better, maybe have less anxiety on that one particular situation that puts you into anxiety. Should be pretty much zeroed out, so you can be back on a balance on it. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think I did hear another beep. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, this is Nikki. I'm back on the line.
Hi, Nikki. So we've got about 2 minutes.
Hi.
So, yeah, I'll jump on in with your
question. I'll mention something. I thought that I was really, really tough, and I could do 20 timeline crashes and 12 self-empowerment healings, and I've been doing this for weeks, and I've been feeling awful. And something happened last night is that the Internet service has been off for off and on mostly a little over 24 hours. And it's giving my body a chance to catch up.
Ah, very interesting.
And I'm
yeah.
feeling good.
Yeah.
And that isn't something that ever came from the million crashes and things that I've been doing.
Okay, yeah, so you were doing too many at once and pushing your body too hard, it sounds like. So, yeah, thanks for letting us know about that. So I guess, the thing to do then is back off on the numbers of them and you could increase them slowly until you hit that point where your body's beginning to feel rough again and then back off a little, and that's your level maybe.
Yeah, I do think that it changes all the time too, depending on what you're dealing with.
Uh-huh. Yeah, do you want to add anything to that, Ron?
Yeah, you are correct. So you just can't take, if you did 10 on one clearing, put windows and, maybe you did it for a week, you'll find the next clearing that you do might be maxed out at 4. So everyone is different. It all depends how much density you have and where it's stored in your body. And then, how it's going to affect you physically. Remember, the clearings are done regardless. The light doesn't, only goes by what you want to have. It's not going to say this is going to harm you if you do too many of them. It's going to do what you
require.
And so you have to kind of know what your body can do, but you don't know because clearing is different. And that's why I kind of basically say just 4 of them. And at first I only said just 1 or 2, And, you just need to kind of know where you are. And that's hard to know until you try it. You might put on as many as you think.
Yeah, well, I really thought I was tough, but apparently not really.
Yeah, like Superwoman, huh?
You got it.
So you
have
want
any time for me to ask a subconscious mind question?
Yeah, we got maybe a minute to go here.
Okay, I'm been looking at the mind. I used to study it, and what I got today was that the conscious mind processes 2,000 bits of information in a second. The subconscious mind processes 4 billion bits in a second. Is that subconscious mind just a bunch of alien, disjointed agendas?
Very possibly. Very possibly. Good way to look at it. Good way to look at that. Yeah. Yep, I would say
yeah.
So. Yep, I think you hit the nail on the head on that one.
So then, all that bit of subconscious alien crap that's in your subconscious mind is a harmonious, or I guess better called a synchronistic conscious thought, coupled with some action for you to get into reality.
Yeah, and it could be symbiotic to all that you're working with. So everything could look like it's very consistent and in a certain, what do people use the word, the New Age word, divine right order or something, you know? And so everything that you're perceiving, you know, might flow just nicely, but you could be looking at timelines that are interconnecting, and you could have those alien programs to connect you into the alien mind loop. I might be going a little different than what you're talking about here, but yeah, that's what I would say, is that everything is connected, and you know what you're seeking, they'll always give you an answer for. But you know, you may have all that support in mind energy of the light of the darkness to validate what you're thinking about, and it might come very easy to you for certain types of thoughts because it's all in alignment, and you could be just running through a bunch of parallel lifetimes to get that validation.
Right, and then you have this psychic billboard out there that's attracting all this stuff to you. That makes that psychic, changing that psychic billboard really important, doesn't it?
Yes, that is correct, because you want to get that away from you. That is correct.
My goodness. Well, I certainly have learned a lot tonight. Thank you very, very much.
Hey, you're very welcome. Your billboard, they want you to experience. And as you get control of that to change it, then you're able to have more self-empowerment. So we should probably end our show here. So thank you, Carrie. Thank you, all you listeners out there. Our next BBS program is on Friday. We'll have the Q&A after that, after the BBS program, but we'll be on station 2. So see you later, everybody. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, callers, for calling in.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everyone.